USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court won't revisit a landmark decision on the First Amendment that set a higher bar to claim libel. New York Times versus Sullivan was a 1964 ruling that established public figures needing to show actual malice to bring a libel dispute against an individual or media outlet. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas dissented from the court's decision to turn away the appeal. Pending home sales are rebounding slightly to snap a six-month skid. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales also edged up 0.7% in May. Year-over-year transactions fell 13.6%. Gas prices are falling from their all-time high earlier this month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.89 a gallon today. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine may be taking a harder toll on Russia than they're leading on. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918.
Ford Motor Company won't allow customers who lease their electronic vehicles to purchase them at the end of the lease. The move covers the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup, the Mustang Mach-E, and the E-Transit van. The automaker has allowed dealers to put language into purchase agreements that prevent a buyer from selling their electric vehicle within 1 year of their purchase. The company says the move is intended to help the environment by keeping control of the battery system and allowing it to be used for other purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was slapped on the back by an employee at a Staten Island grocery store Sunday night. Giuliani saying he was on his way to the store's restroom when the suspect hit him.
He kept cursing. He wouldn't stop. And he kept menacing and threatening. And I said, well, I think we have to, let's get him arrested. Let's make an example out of him because this is going on too much all around the country.
Giuliani says he believes he was being targeted for being pro-life. Police took the 39-year-old suspect into custody, and he's charged with second-degree assault involving a person over the age of 65. Former President Donald Trump says that California Congressman Kevin McCarthy should have kept nominating Republicans to the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, even though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't approve his initial nominations. Appearing on Fox News, House Minority Leader McCarthy says he believes it wouldn't have changed the makeup of the committee.
Republicans don't have subpoena power, so would anything be different? We wouldn't be allowed in to the hearings. We wouldn't be, to the witnesses when they're investigating. There's no rule that would allow us to even ask questions. Remember what they did on impeachment. They didn't even let Elise ask a question. So it would be exactly the same.
With no big winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, the jackpot for Monday night is worth $346 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.